Hi, everybody. Kevin Broughton coming at you from Loan Officer Impact. Thank you so much for joining our great episode that we have today. It's an honor and a pleasure to have not only a dear friend of mine, but a guy that I think is the most focused and productive mortgage person in the country that I've been around in a lot of years. And what he's done is nothing short of exceptional. I've learned a ton from this guy. I've stolen one of his best techniques, and it's helped me a ton recently. And I'm just lucky as heck that he's been willing to join us today. So for everyone out there that's watching, please join me in welcoming from Houston, Texas, Mr. Steve Kyle. Steve, how are you, buddy?
Hey, brother. It's always good to be here with you, man. You are absolutely a remarkable leader. And I love what you're doing, not only in the industry, but at Success Mortgage Partners. And just honored to be with you, man. I love the fact that here over the last couple of years, we've become fast friends, man. So
We have. And thanks for taking the time. I know that your time's at a premium all the time, and I just appreciate you spending time with us. And our whole mission here, Steve, at Loan Officer Impact is to impact the lives positively of loan officers nationwide, regardless of where they work, so that they have a more freedom-filled life, a more fun life, and really focus on the things that matter.
And I love it.
I was hoping to get you on the show because no one I know, honestly, and I know thousands of loan originators nationwide, but no one I know gets the concept of the one thing better than you do, and not talks about it, but lives it. And so really what I was hoping, if you wouldn't mind making the focal point of today's conversation, is what you see out there in the streets every day as the one thing that loan officers, if they did nothing else, and only did one thing to make it and thrive in today's challenging market, not simply survive, what that one thing would be. Could you speak on that for a bit?
Yeah, 100%. Hey, you know, it's interesting you're talking about the one thing. You and I in the green room were just talking about this a minute ago, the theme for this next quarter. Hey, and for our listeners, just a little bit of background. I've been in the business 21 years. And then here about 2 years ago, became a partner with Carl White and the Mortgage Marketing Animals, which is one of the largest mortgage loan officer coaching organizations in the country. Then a couple years ago, had the privilege of linking arms with an amazing company, Success Mortgage Partners, and Kevin, to really learn, not only learn, but launch building a branch. And then I'm a producing loan officer. So we've got a branch that's seen great growth in the last 23 months. We get the privilege of coaching thousands of loan officers each and every month. And then I've got a personal production team that is literally boots on the ground, producing loans at the street level. And Kevin, I would tell you, you know, in 21 years of doing this, it's amazing to see how much clarity is coming around what the one thing is. And by the way, that's a great book. I take my kids and family and branch through it, my loan officers through it every year. There's a book where it says, what's the one thing? What's the one focus? And here's what we see is in today's environment, we have to ask what moves the needle the most. What did I do to get the last 10 loans that I got or the 10 fundings that I had? And what I think we're seeing, it was funny, we were on a loan officer breakfast club. It's something we do at the Marketing Animals, our gift to the industry every Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 9 Eastern. And it was this one guy had just, he raised his hand and said, hey, I got something to say. And Kevin, he said, I got in the business in the 80s. And he said, Steve, you know what I did to get business in the 80s? And we were all, we had an idea, but we were just trying to, we're like, okay, this might be good.
Yeah, sure.
He's been doing this a long time. And you know what he said? I picked up the phone. I made an outbound call. It happened to be an agent that had enough business. We built a relationship. They started sending me business. And that was the beginning. But it was literally, I picked up the phone and I started making calls. And if you were to say, what's the one thing for a loan originator in today's environment, I would say having 2 hours of outbound prospecting calls Monday through Thursday, 8 hours a week, will absolutely change the trajectory of your business. And here's what I mean. Well, what do you do each and every day? We follow something called a daily success plan. We believe in a same way every time process. We do. We have a group that we call on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. And the key is that we're making outbound calls. We're not waiting on the phone to ring. I love Mondays. We're targeting our Focus 40 agents, which are agents that are qualified, which means they close 8 or more buy-side transactions a year. They have actively referred one transaction or one lead in the last 90 days. And if you say, hey, I don't have anybody like that, great. Then we're going to get a qualified list of agents who close 8 or more buy-side transactions a year. And we're going to call them to schedule a coffee to learn what it is they're doing to have great success. And we've got a whole successful process behind what do I do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The one thing you got to do is be strategic with your outbound calls in order to make the phone ring and get even more relationally referred business. And it's funny, the theme that I would say, the one activity is outbound calls. The focus would be the word focus. What's my theme? That I am laser focused and I'm not getting distracted with widgets and Facebook and social media and TikTok and checking my emails and putting out the urgent, not the important, because what we're seeing move the needle the most. Well, I'll give you an example. A loan officer that's a part of our organization and the marketing animals, our coaching and even our branch, but I'm thinking about Merrily, started the daily success plan, making sure the one thing that did not get neglected were Monday through Thursday outbound calls, 9 to 11, with the right targets, with the right people, the right calls to action. She did 0 loans in January, 4 loans in February, 5 loans in March. April funded 11 and will fund, I think she, like this month, it's either like 13 or 14. And if I were to say, Merrily, what's the one thing? She said, it wasn't being perfect. It was that I showed up every day to make the calls. Because what we're finding is, it's the least expensive, the most effective, the thing you can control the most is making more offers by calling the right people each day for 2 hours, making outbound calls. I mean, who would have thought the telephone could make you literally a 7-figure earner if I just knew who to call, what to say, and a process to follow up? And that's what's moving the needle the most. And I could literally go down a list of where it's 0, 4, 5, and on month 4, it pops to 11. You know, I'm thinking about Tony. Tony literally did, like, I want to say it was in January, 3 loans. Last month, which is the 4th month, so in April, he funded, I want to say it was 19 loans. And the one thing, he's going to be on my podcast literally next week. We're recording the episode to talk about it. And it was funny, Kevin, what's the one thing? It wasn't perfect, but I showed up every day, Monday through Thursday. I made my calls to the right people, said the right thing, asked for business. I heard a lot of no's. I pushed past the rejection. And with about 16% yeses, I've literally seen my business transform. Kevin, and I know I'm not hardly taking a breath, but here's the one thing I think. Last year, and I'm a 21-year veteran, what we didn't realize was the onesie twosie agents that have fed all of us who are veterans for years. Like, literally, I had them look back and say, 36 months, how many individual agents actively referred and closed a loan with my team in 36 months? Kevin, it was 575.
Unbelievable.
And then I said, well, why did all of a sudden the volume stop? And it was like literally a spigot turned off. And it was about June, July of last year. And you know what I did? I had my team go back and look at how many are qualified that have closed more than 8 buy-side transactions. It was less than 20. Less than 20.
575, less than 20.
Less than 20.
What is deemed qualified?
Yeah, I think it was like 18. I mean, I don't want to give the exact number, but if I remembered it, I'd tell you. I know 575 because I couldn't believe we had
that. So the other 555 realtors are in essence out of the real estate business.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The other 575, they're not out. There's two things that happen. They're probably a bivocational realtor.
Yes.
They may be a housewife that doesn't need the income and just did the deals as they came. Or the third thing is they're out of the business and now working another job.
Correct.
And what I had no idea, and I think a lot of our veterans, including myself, didn't realize was, wow, I didn't realize how much my business came from onesie twosies. I liked them. I knew them. I trusted them. We built relationships. Heck, some of us, we've been doing business 10, 15 years together.
Right.
And I love their 3 or 4 deals they send me a year. But when the market shifted, the rates doubled in a 4-month period, the market shifted. I mean, everything that happened last year to both real estate and mortgage, just all of a sudden it stopped.
Yes.
And that's where anybody that we're talking to today, and even in our branch, my goodness, you know, I think about Athena, just what she funded 7 units for 7 million this last month.
Yep.
She's 13 years in the business, or 13 months, not years, 13 months in the business. She funded 7 units last month, 2.7 million. Probably will do the same this month and is on a trajectory to break over $3 million here in the next 90 days. And I go back to her and I say, what's the one thing? I had a list of qualified agents. I didn't know them. I reached out to them. I followed the plan of the Daily Success Plan, and I've done it long enough now to see results. And Kevin, here's the other thing. It's focus and time. Focus and time. You got to be focused with your activity, and you got to understand some things take time. And when you're pivoting from non-qualified agents that used to refer you business to now focusing on qualified agents who can send you business, we're going to see it takes 4 to 5 months of really focused energy, of making the calls, of setting the appointments, of having the conversation, closing for commitment, doing your follow-up 12-week plan on the Mondays, and doing it week in and week out. And somewhere around week 6 and 7 is really where you start seeing the breakthrough, where leads start coming in. And somewhere around month 4 is where you start seeing your pipeline build. And somewhere around month 5 is where the funding start to hit. And it is just proven time and time again. You know, Kevin, it's interesting. I'm one of the few people in the industry that get the privilege of looking through the lens of a coaching organization,
right?
The lens of a branch that's growing really at a great pace in the toughest environment we've ever seen. And then a lens of having a personal production team that has produced, in my case, 21 years. So I get to look at all three of them and say, wow, what a different perspective.
I couldn't agree more. So for everyone tuning in, there was about 10 ahas there in the last 5 minutes of Steve talking. I want to make sure we're clear on many of them.
But I didn't even take a breath.
I love it. I could just, you preach, man, because everything you're saying is 100% accurate and true. But you know, I have a lot that's stuck in my brain, but one of them right off the rip is least expensive, most effective. I love that because if you think about it, your mentor, my mentor, Carl White, shared a graph with you and I think earlier this morning, yes, about the fact that I think it was something like 61% of everyone that got a mortgage last year got it either from a direct referral from a realtor or someone from their center of influence, correct?
Yes, 100%.
And so what we find is, and what you've proven, and I love the fact that this is not a theory, this is not conjecture, this is a fact.
Yes.
That those of us that fish in the pond that produces 61% of the result are having better results than those of us are fishing in ponds that have 3 or 5% of the result that are also being inundated by companies that are probably way richer than the one you work at, have way more technology and way more money than the what you have, and yet we're trying to fish in the same pond as that,
yeah,
and it's only producing a result that's 1/20th as good as the result we could be fishing in, and yet some of us don't fish in that pond. And so,
hold on, Kevin. Let me just say this, and it's not your fault.
Yes,
it's not your fault as a loan officer. Like nobody told us, we didn't know.
Correct.
We've been bumping into this, and it's like, man, it was only in saying, holy cow, Kevin, what happened? Like we had great business and it's like it turned off. And then when you're examining and trying to find the holes, where the holes to plug, it was like, wow, I don't think I've heard anybody really hone in on the qualified side until Carl and I really started focusing on it last year. And you realize, holy cow, I think we found a key, like, you know, a yes, linchpin. So
when that happened, Steve, to you in about January or July of last year or so, is that where the birth of the Focus 40 came from?
Yeah, it came in, yes, right around that same time. Because what we realized was this, and here's another profound revelation. Carl and I are actually literally immersing this through our organization, the Marketing Animals. Kevin, order of prospecting matters. So what will happen is when you're ramping up your business over the first 90 days, like I got to get in front of new qualified agents, and we call that process Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
Hey, and by the way, would you mind if they're interested, I give them a strategy call link? Like our
I'd love for you to do that. In fact, I was going to ask if you might be kind enough to and generous enough to do that, but I didn't want to impose. So yes.
Well, no. I mean, listen, myself, Frank Gray, our team, Kristen Simpson, one of us will get on a phone call with you. We'll walk you through what we call the Daily Success Plan. Heck, we'll give you the plan. And if you go to freedomplanningcall.com, it's our gift. We'll give it to you. We'll show you what we're talking about. We'll help you build your theme days, freedomplanningcall.com. Okay. So here's what I was saying, Kevin, about order matters. We have something we call a focus 40. If somebody is referred or closed a loan in 90 days, they're a focus agent.
Yes.
And I mean, the intentionality behind that means, like, once you build up your focus 40, like a perspective, if I have 40 qualified agents actively referring me, I'm closing on average 20 to 25 fundings a month.
Yes.
So it's, I mean, it's in it, and it's just like clockwork. We know the math. We know we get the privilege of seeing thousands of numbers. We know what works. So here's what I'm doing is I'm building my focus 40. So when I'm making my calls Monday, if I got 15 qualified agents that are actively referring and closing on Mondays, I call them first from 9 to 11. Then after that, I go to what we call our post coffee. These are the agents that are new to us, but not new to the business.
Okay.
And these are the agents we're actively pursuing to move into our focus 40. So let's say, and I'll tell you, in my branch, we started this in January, and many of our loan officers have 70, 80, 90 agents they've met with over the last literally 4 months.
Can I interrupt for 10 seconds?
Yep. Yep.
A guy that you are the mentor of.
Yes. Is
a guy named Mike McFarland.
And oh, yeah.
He was a guest on our show. And yes. He told us that he physically met 285 realtors face to face in a 6 month time span.
That's it.
That's an incredible feat, isn't it?
It's an amazing feat. And I'll tell you this too, what's even better. And see, people want a magic bullet or they want a magic bean. And I'll tell you, through hard work and determination, I know last month, I don't have his number in front of me. I know last month he locked 11 loans. He's going to fund, and I'm confident he'll fund 11 loans this month. And he's a veteran. And I know, like, already month to date, he's at least at the same level and we may exceed the 11 loans.
Yes.
And it took him 6 months of rebuilding. So this isn't like, hey, in 90 days, I get rich.
Correct.
It's about consistent, focused effort with qualified agents who, over time, we're laying foundations for castles, not tents. And yeah. I love Carl says that all the time, is that you realize, look, we get the opportunity to rebuild our business. And instead of taking 10 years of med school, it takes 6 months. And that's where the focus is. I'm making the right calls to the right agents. I'm building my focus 40. The order of who I prospect matters, which is the ones that are sending me business. Next are the ones I've met with. And then last, if I've got margin or I need more, I go after Thor's Hammer, new qualified agents, not new in the business, new to me. And the goal is not to go after brand new to us agents the entire career. If you do it like Mike's done it for the last 6 months, guess what? He don't have to meet with a whole bunch of new agents.
He does Why? Not. He just has yeah. to pour into
he's
the
gotta,
ones.
He's got to be consistent like in his right. phone calls every single week to the ones he's met with, because we know this. If you meet with 10, 2.3, so let's round it up. 3 of them will start actively referring you if you'll call them 12 weeks in a row. And that's what I love about this business, Kevin. People used to say to me, how do you overcome the ups and downs of a commission lifestyle? I'd say, you know what? It's math. If I do a right amount of the activity consistently over time, my upfront activity tells me what my back end results are. And we call that lead indicators, lag indicators. And here's the great news. When you make 180 outbound calls and you got 50 talk tos a week with agents that are qualified and you're meeting with 5 to 10 a week consistently week in and week out, I promise you this, Kevin, you don't have to worry about a pipeline regardless of the environment.
So a couple more takeaways. I just want to make sure everyone's crystal clear on this. You've used the term focused and you've used the term qualified agent numerous times today. And I think both are incredibly important, because I think as a whole, as an industry, there are some folks, many, that are willing to get on the phones, but I think they get, due to lack of strategic planning and thinking, they just call realtors. And the importance to calling qualified realtors is
that's the game changer,
correct?
Yeah,
it's a game changer, right? Because you can have 100 that don't do anything, that like you, know you, and trust you, and doesn't get you anywhere, right? So let's make sure we all understand the importance of his emphasis, Steve's emphasis on qualified agent. And his definition of qualified is a realtor currently licensed right now that sells a minimum of 8 buy-side transactions per year. The second thing is focus. It's easy to say the word focus. Unfortunately, sometimes it's hard to perform focused activities day in, day out. And I'm sure you deal with this maybe personally. I know how focused you are, but even you have to deal with the reality that it's hard to be focused every hour. And I know you work with and have about 25 loan officers that link arms to you directly right now. How do you address, if you don't mind, a tidbit here that might help folks that are having trouble focusing? Is there any tip you might have 100%. To help with that?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kevin, it's really funny when you were saying that. I have a one-word answer. and I was laughing because I thought, man, as you said that, there's only one thing. Guess what you and I show up and do every day? My calendar tells me what I do.
That's right.
And you know what? And here's the thing. That's a one-word answer to a five-year lean-in. And probably not 5 years. It's probably taken me 2 to 3. Probably these last 2 years, I've dialed my calendar in better than it's ever been dialed in. And look, most of our loan officers, if you're listening today, you would say, man, to think about living every 30 minutes scheduled on my calendar literally makes my skin crawl.
Yes.
I'll tell you, it did mine too until I realized the reason it makes somebody's skin crawl is this, Kevin, it's not a livable calendar. I'm setting up things that in my mind, I know I can't do it. Why? Because I'm a mom that has kids and I'm going to have the daily interruptions. Well, great. Let's build those interruptions into your calendar.
Into the calendar, right.
Yeah. Like here's what we'll do is that I just look at it every single week. And the only thing that keeps me focused is that I wake up like today. Like if I were to pull up my calendar, I bet if I counted the number, you and I both, we live the same way. There's probably 13 calendar appointments starting at 7:30. So when I wake up today, guess what happens? I don't get the luxury of saying, hey, I don't feel like making calls today. Nope, right. It's in my calendar. Hey, I don't feel like helping lead the branch. Nope, I got a sales meeting I'm running on Monday at 1:00 p.m. Central. And what I've learned is, well, hey, I need my lunch appointment. Great. Schedule 30 minutes. Call it lunch. Hey, I just have a meeting. I'm going to have to do notes. Awesome. Call it D&B. Do not book time 30 minutes after an important meeting. So you start building in your D&B or do not book time. But here's what the biggest game changer is. You calendar first what matters most.
Correct.
So Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, doesn't matter if my office burns down. I literally am making my calls, watching the fires and files burn. Because from 9 to 11, I've got a commitment to make my outbound calls, which keeps the whole engine running. And at 11:01, if I need to jump into a fire, I've got a 30-minute window of do not book time that I built there for margin. Because typically when I get out of 2 hours of outbound calls, I got to touch a few details. So it's like learning how to look at what matters most. Like for me, every Friday morning, I take my kids to school. I do not start one meeting on Fridays till after 9 a.m. Why? Because my wife does that Monday through Thursday. I got the kids Friday morning. I get to take them to breakfast. That matters to me.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if it's business or personal. It matters that it's on the calendar what moves the needle the most. And then each week, here's what I do. My calendar next week is probably 70% full. By Friday, it'll be 100% full because Friday, I look forward a week and I say, all right, where's everything at? And then I always look back a week and say, what didn't work? How do I adjust it to be a livable calendar? How do I stay focused? How do you stay focused? It has to be calendared that it tells you what to do, not what I feel like doing. Hey, because listen.
Can I share one quick thing about that?
Yeah. Can I say one thing before I forget this thought?
Please.
Look, here's why. True story. Joel, one of my buddies, a great, great guy. He's in my branch. So listen, Kevin, this literally just happened. You know, Joel, he's in my branch. At an hour ago, here's what he said. Very discouraging morning. I just lost two deals. Or I have two deals I'm on the brink of losing. One due to inspection, no fault of his own.
Yeah.
One due to a shopper. That's not uncommon.
Yep.
And you know what? I literally voice memoed him because he sent it in our branch group chat. And I just said, brother, this is where champions are made. Sales activity is never moved by the emotional feeling of what just kicked you in the gut today.
Right.
And guess what? Champions are born when you push through the emotion of what you just felt. And our industry is intoxicated with, holy cow, this just came up. It derailed my whole day.
Yes.
The problem is it derailed your whole life, your freedom, your money, your pocketbook. Everything you've been dreaming to was derailed because of an emotional activity. And that's what I told him in front of everybody. And in our group, I just said, grieve. But you make your calls and you finish what you have today. You go home tonight, you pout, kick, scream, and tomorrow you get up and you show up. Because if you fail to do the activity based on a feeling, and we all have them, we've all lost money, we've all had a bad deal, we all had the worst day of our lives. Champions show up when the emotion's there. And guess what? If my calendar is dialed in, I have no option but to show up regardless of how I feel. Go ahead.
I couldn't agree 1 ounce more than what you just said. And it's a great answer to my question. And for those of you that don't calendar first what matters most, try it. And there's a downside to it. I'm going to tell you the downside real quick. I was on the phone with you last night, Steve. I was in an airport.
Yeah.
There's someone that we both wanted to try to talk to. And the first available time on my calendar was Friday at 2:30. And the first available time on your calendar was Thursday at 4:30 or something like that, right? And sometimes that happens. But trust me when I tell you, if you're tuning into our show today, try living the other way for a while and you'll love and want this way. If the worst thing in the world is you can't get to someone for a day, that's not the end of the world. And if they are truly the most important thing, you will move something on your calendar to put that in. You'll put it in one of the block times for the do not disturb time, whatever. But my point is this, is it's exactly Steve's point. Focus is so incredibly important. And there are ways that you can improve your focus. I guarantee you. And the comment that you made with the Joel situation, it sucks. We all get that. No one likes the inspection loss and no one likes the shopping loss, And a friend of mine that I know works at a credit union making 40 basis points, no base salary, no team, no helper, no nothing. He's going to win a lot of loans. He's got a very competitive rate sheet. No one I know wants that pay plan or that level of service, but they're out there and they're out there in droves and we are going to compete against them whether we like it or not. So, we've kind of come to the time where we're exceeding where they're going to yank me. But I wanted to say a couple things. First of all, this guy is flat out incredible. If everyone who just tuned into the last 29 minutes didn't take away 5, 6, 12, I'm writing notes like feverishly as I'm listening to you, Steve, then you just weren't listening. And there's not one single person that couldn't implement something that Steve just referenced free of charge that will move the needle on your business today. Guaranteed today in this market, regardless of interest rates, regardless of inventory, regardless of amount of dollars that the MBA says we're going to lend in America, none of that matters. What matters is your 8 hours of prospecting Monday through Thursday, 9:30 to 11:30 in a focused fashion with prospecting first to the people that matter most, second to the but having a plan. It's not just the commitment of 2 hours. It's having a plan within the 2 hours to maximize that 120 minutes. Right? To get the best result?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, second, he was generous enough. This man's time is very valuable to say if anyone goes to freedomplanningcall.com, he will do a free strategy session with you. I love that. I think that that's a hugely generous offer, and I highly recommend anyone who's looking to win more, if you're already winning, you'd be crazy not to take advantage of that opportunity. As always, feel free to go to growingwithkevin.com. If anything that Steve said today resonated with you, please go to growingwithkevin.com. My calendar is on there. You can grab a 15-minute block anytime you want to. And I'd love to further in deeper detail discuss any of the things that he just said. I live, eat, and breathe every word that he just said too. I do it imperfectly. I am far from perfect, but I do live on a calendar. I do live on a 30-minute by 30-minute block in my life. And it has done wonders for my ability to execute. I can just do it better because every single day is focused. And I'm telling you, God is my witness that if you would tap into any of the stuff Steve just referenced, there's not one single loan originator in this country that wouldn't reap a better result. The key is stick-to-itiveness. Mm-hmm. The key is the stuff that the most average loan officers don't see is the length of time it takes to go from zero to hero. And if you listen to the examples he just said, he referenced like 3 or 4 examples of people that closed 0 loans in January, one funded 19 loans in April. I know who that guy is. He doesn't work in my company. I know it's not a joke and it's not untrue. I know it to be factual.
Yeah.
And we have a year and a half worth of data. I think you've been charting this stuff, Steve. I stole your 90-day fast track plan. And it literally, I could tell any loan officer in America, if they wanted to close 13 units a month and they currently close 3, that they need 29 qualified agents and that they only have 6 qualified agents right now that they must call 173 outbound calls a week. You have this thing nailed down to the actual number of calls must be made per week, per day, per hour. And I've watched people follow that to a T. I've never seen one person not excel if they followed it to a T 12 to 13 weeks in a row. Am I right?
100%. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's what's great about this business. It's very predictable. You know, I hear a lot of people say, Kevin, it's not a predictable business. It is.
It is.
What's unpredictable
based on activity.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say. We're an industry intoxicated with emotion. Yep. Hey, I don't feel like it. Hey, it's not a good day. Hey, I heard another no. Hey, I don't know what to say. But if mathematics prove, and that's what I love about stats, and we keep, like, I'm a big numbers guy. So are you. And that's what I love. You're so brilliant with numbers. But I love the math of it because it removes the emotion. What I used to have a hard time with, Kevin, was, like, I used to say this, and I hear people say it all the time. If I knew what to do, I'd do it.
Right.
I'll show up every day. So what I started doing is building. All right, I hear that enough. I'm going to give you what to do, and we'll see if you're right, not testing
we'll see
the plan.
If you really will do it. Now
yeah,
you know
because the
do.
Plan's testing you. It's already proven. And it's not just with 2 years. Heck, I am leaning into the experience of Carl White's 20 years in our marketing animals experience. Like, our numbers are not just, they're like 20 years old of statistical data that just tells us, man. So, hey, well, Kevin, thank you for allowing me to be on the podcast. I love you. I'm honored to call you a friend.
I love you too, and you made my day today, and you just made the lives of anyone tuning in better. Please take action, folks, because if not, then Steve's just a wonderful guy that sounds great. But the fact is, he is a wonderful guy. He does sound great, but he's 1,000 times more than that. What this guy is a doer. He's an executor. He doesn't talk about this stuff exclusively. He does it in his own business every single hour, every single day, and it works. It works, and he's a really good loan officer. But I don't think he's the best loan officer in the country. I don't think
he's
just laser focused at the right thing. And so please, if you're interested in getting better at that, take Steve up on his free offer. It's incredibly generous. That would cost a lot of money for the normal person. Or go to growingwithkevin.com, and I know 90% as much as Steve does about these numbers and about these facts, and I'd be happy to share with you. So thanks so much for tuning in, Steve. Thank you again. I totally appreciate it. And from Loan Officer Impact, we hope we've made an impact in your life today. Regardless of where you work, we just want you to have a better life, a more freedom-filled life, and a more fun-filled life. So take care. Have a great day.
See you.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.